This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BC Sal back on the Fan News of the Day. The Vikings are out of the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes. Before we get to the Hoff aspect of it, who told us this a week ago but kind of led us in a wrong way, we'll clean that up. Yet again, but Adam Schefter tweeted 10 minutes ago, BT, on the Rodgers stuff. I'm going to read quote here from his Twitter feed. Schefter, nothing related to Minnesota has altered Aaron Rodgers' timeline. One source monitoring Rodgers' potential decision about the 2025 season said this morning that the free agent QB still, quote, is in no rush at all.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I was wrong to assume that Rodgers maybe would be getting closer to a decision here. That is not true. Now, Hoff, can you have the Pelissero tweet that he had out this morning, the report here? I'm sure
you do have it, yes.
Okay,
of course,
now,
right here.
Now, do you want to read this to us on the air when you found out about this? Go ahead, read us this exact thing.
Exactly?
Yes.
Or do you want me to?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I want you to read it exactly.
Okay. Tom Pelissero, the Vikings have rejected multiple trade calls on J.J. McCarthy, telling other teams they're moving forward with him as their quarterback, sources say.
Okay, was there a follow-up now that...
There's a little bit more.
Go ahead.
The team plans to add a veteran, but they're not pursuing Aaron Rodgers at this time. McCarthy now enters the offseason as QB1.
All right, so he's healthy. And you are exonerated, my friend.
Well, I don't know about exonerated, BT, because that tweet is different from the one that said likely. Now, Pelissero has been on this, so you got to give him credit for having that inkling. He said very likely that McCarthy was going to be the starter in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
In the last week since he said that, it was probably actually a week ago today, since he said that, he now can confirm that the Vikings aren't in on Rodgers. Although he did tag that, what was the last thing that you said there? There still was a little open window, which I hate when they do that.
The team plans to add a veteran, but they're not pursuing Aaron Rodgers at this time.
At this time. Yeah. Well, he's just protected his own behind, which is
I know, but are you
the way you do it.
It or not?
Why, yeah, I know.
They're not pursuing Rodgers. So he's couching. My point is what Hoff said last week, he took Pelissero's report, and instead of saying likely, he said McCarthy's going to be the starter in Minnesota.
They changed it.
Which led us to believe that Rodgers was out in Minnesota. Now, it just so happens that that is going to be the case. But today, Hoff, today is more definitive. Do you see the difference?
No, because I was accurate about a week ago. I was still accurate. The end result is still the same.
But based on the wording, is there any chance that you can, come clean and say that maybe you kind of lucked into being right here based on this
no.
one?
Luck is something you make.
Yeah, right.
Created.
First of all, you weren't right. Pelissero lucked into it.
Hold on a second.
Maybe not lucked into it.
I trusted my source. Tom Pelissero is a very trustworthy source. So when I see that he wrote that,
And my issue, by the way, just to be clear, my issue is not even with you trusting Pelissero because he is one of the more trusted writers. My issue is leaving out a very key word.
Yeah, it was sloppy. He was in a rush. stove was chewing his ear off and the phone was ringing. And
I'm getting giddy text on the train going in and out of service. And Hoff's like, oh, yeah. Oh, like, God. He's all fired up today.
They take him bows?
Like, he's vindicated because of this Pelissero report.
I feel very good.
Be
still
humble.
Missing the point.
Yeah, be humble.
By the way, there was a tweet from Hoff last night that later on I'm going to need him to explain.
What, about the Rangers getting their face kicked in?
Did you? No. It was about the Texas Rangers. Did you see this
tweet? No, I wasn't on social media at all last night. No.
Sometimes he does it right on the air, and he'll come up with these one-liners, and we're both like, I don't get it. And then on social media, sometimes he does the same thing.
Yeah.
And he tweeted something last night that I was like, I looked at it 15 times. I'm like, what am I?
Oh, you missed out on a huge story.
What am I missing here?
There's a huge story behind that. We'll get into that.
Yeah, we can explain it. Maybe we'll do that a little bit later, BT. You got to see this tweet.
We can do it later. Okay. By the way, we will definitely get back to that. I got a little something on the field stuff. Remember I said that there was an offer from the Steelers?
Yes.
Okay, so according to a report from Jeremy Fowler, I did see this yesterday, the Steelers made a last-ditch effort to keep Fields in free agency. The report suggests Pittsburgh offered him a better contract than the $40 million deal he ultimately signed with the Jets. It's interesting. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Wow.
What went on there?
I think he probably didn't like the... I mean, if I just had a guess, he didn't like the way he was yanked around. I mean, he was playing pretty well. He had 10 total touchdowns, one pick, I think 4 or 5 in the air, 5 on the ground. They were winning some games. Russell came back healthy, take a seat. He's probably like, screw you. I mean, I was in the middle of maybe a career renaissance, and you unplugged me. So, you know, he liked, I'm sure, the energy of the Jets, the sell of the Jets. Where have we heard this before? The young roster of the Jets. He played with a few of those boys, you know, a few of his buddies at the Ohio State, Rucker, and obviously Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
But see, the thought was, well, and I'm not saying Justin Fields is a star. Who knows how this, he's definitely not a star. Let's see how this goes. But a lot of people saying, I mean, look, the Steelers didn't even want him. What the hell, the Jets? Well, but the Steelers did want them. That's why I point this out. He didn't want the Steelers.
Correct. And I wonder if that has something to do with maybe Tomlin being too tough on him.
I don't know.
Well, Glenn, I would think, is going to be that same kind of.
Oh, he's going to be an ass kicker, my guy, AG. Oh, yeah.
I think so, too. So I don't know if we'll find out the real reasons why. But you're right. That is at least telling, where it's not like the Steelers kicked him to the curb, which is something that I thought initially, hey, if he were that good. Well, I mean, they didn't make him start last year. That is a fact. Like, they could have had him start the majority of last year. He didn't win the job. Russell Wilson did. And Russell Wilson took it when he came back and was healthy. So, and then was able to keep the job. Right or wrong, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Fields was bothered by that. But in the Steelers' eyes, and I trust the Steelers hierarchy, specifically Tomlin, to identify the best player that gives them the best chance to win, they chose Russell Wilson instead of Fields. That did happen.
You know, they did. I don't trust them the way I used to. They've kind of lost their way a little bit. I mean, I get it. Certain teams, you know, even we're talking about the Yankees here, like when the Yankees come up, the Yanks will find a way. Well, I'm not so sure. I think the Yanks are going to have some struggles this year, as we talked about yesterday on the show. Free Odyssey app if you missed it. But you know what this says? This is very interesting. Justin Fields was in the building. Russell Wilson was in the building. They offered Justin Fields $40 million.
Right.
They've yet to offer Russell Wilson anything.
Right. You would
very
think
interesting.
Now, I just don't know if we still don't know if they wanted Fields. I know you're saying it's starter money. But weren't they interested on Rodgers before Fields even made his decision?
Well, was that other people saying they were interested? Or is that truly generated from legitimate interest inside the building from the Steelers for Rodgers?
We got to go back and check the time on
that.
Maybe
check that report.
Make something else up. BT and Sal, the fan. All right, we'll come back. We'll get back to the Giants' calls and Rodgers and the quarterback situation. Also, next hour, we'll talk about the Mets as well. We can work them into the conversation, BT, as we are just over a week away from opening day for both the Mets and the Yanks. BT and Sal on the fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.